Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of the ClearSight podcast, the podcast that helps IT professionals define clear and compelling goals for your career progression. My name is Christian Gomez, and I will be your host. In today's episode, we will discuss why projects might fail, how it affects your day-to-day performance, and how to overcome them for your career success. Let's get started. Though project management applies to nearly every industry, there are some unique requirements and challenges in the information technology field, such as managing software development activities, deploying systems, or implementing security controls. And when those projects go to the flip side, we recall the prospect of failure occurring to us. This is one of the reasons why failure appears to be the least discussed subject. Who wants to admit failure? Without a doubt, nobody will be happy to recognize failure, especially to your boss or your manager. Project failure is widespread as a result of the wrong combination of team members, poor team motivation, insufficient technology capabilities, wrong methodology, or constraints are badly defined. According to a 2019 KPMG Global Survey, 19% of organizations deliver successful projects, at least most of the time. 30% of organizations deliver on time. 36% deliver projects on budget. 44% deliver projects that meet the original goal and business intent. And 46% of projects delivered receive stakeholder satisfaction. This tells us that the project failure has a higher chance of happening versus being successful. And while we all understand the value of learning from our mistakes, both individuals and teams can struggle to recover from project failures. When things have come or almost to worse, you notice that fingers start to point. You might have also heard of the lines, the client changed the requirements at the last minute, resulting in a delay in the entire project. We are not to blame. Or, this is not the intended use of the systems. They misuse it. Our product is far too complicated and technical for them to comprehend. Or maybe you heard, we stated that the software was not ready for production, but they push it through anyway. These lines brought by rage, disappointment, or anxiety are natural to happen and humanly understandable. But too much of expression and doing less constructively will cause a domino effect. Your boss will see your team as incapable of coping with such events, finding solutions, and facing them effectively. The management's trust in your team starts to lessen. Your team will receive fewer projects. Later, for an individual assessment, your evaluation are affected. Thus, your career goal for promotion or keeping your role in the company is at risk. So whether a project fell short of its objectives or the team missed a critical deadline, what can you do to recover? How can you help yourself and your team see the experience as a chance for career growth rather than your job's death sentence? No matter how well thought out your plan is, how well coordinated your team is, how much experience you have, or how much budget your team has to work with, project failure is always possible. If you're a team leader, you will need to step up and pick up the pieces. Then immediately find ways to bring things back on the right track. On the other hand, if you are a team member and you notice that nobody seems to react proactively to the project circumstance, you should consider initiating a conversation with your whole team on how to turn the tables. Either of which, your team will need to do things better than before. And most importantly, this is a perfect chance to impress your boss that you can be resilient during tough times and quickly deliver effective solutions to a problem. Keep in mind that when successfully done, your success is in redeeming the project will overshadow the tracks of its failure. Thus, you have more good points for your boss or performance evaluation. And even as a winning story when you are applying for a new job in the future. To ensure that you do it well, here are some steps to handle and bounce back from a project failure. Number one, exercise control over your emotions. Because emotions are contagious throughout the team, you also won't want to get stuck in a moody, negative space. Do whatever it takes to overcome your disappointment so that you can assist your team in overcoming theirs. Additionally, do not attempt to fake it. You must maintain control over your emotions, or your team will see right through you and may just see you as pretentious. 2. Act quickly. Take action to mitigate the damage as soon as you can. Ideally, you will be able to anticipate failure and have enough time to figure it out to avoid the failout. This includes recalling a product or notifying the management. 3. Communicate clearly. Keep the work stream running smoothly with open and available communication. You should do it regularly with everyone involved in the project and encourage others involved to do the same. This will also keep stakeholders from worrying about the project status and keep them encouraged and knowledgeable. Poor communication can lead to misunderstandings and little mistakes that can add to the snowball of making bigger failures as the project redemption goes on. Make sure everyone has a part in tracking progress and keeping everyone posted regularly. 4, invite assistants. Due to your proximity to a failed project, it might be difficult for you to see the big picture. This means that you might want to seek outside assistance when determining why a project failed, the full extent of the consequences, and the best course of action. Consider hiring a recovery project or an RPM for recovery project manager, if the budget allows. These individuals typically join project development team from the outside and can bring a new perspective to the war room when it comes to determining the cause of failure and the next steps. If the budget is too tight to hire one, try asking help from other teams willing to help and not too constricted in their project. 5, analyze the information. Once you are confident that your project has 100% failed and your team is prepared to deal with the fallout, begin analyzing all available data. This entails compiling all reports that objectively determine what went wrong with your project to devise a strategy for dealing with a similar situation in the future or even preventing it entirely. Additionally, analyze your own project to determine whether any data or components can be salvaged. Just because someone did not work out this time does not mean that some of the project's individual components cannot be reused into something that can be valuable in your next projects. Finally, 6, never give up. While project failure is always discouraging, you cannot allow it to consume you. Failure is a widespread occurrence in any serious endeavor, and some will argue that it's a necessary occurrence. Several devastating failures precede almost every success. Recognize that even if you fail, you are not alone. Lincoln, Thomas Edison, Steve Jobs, and countless other project managers and innovators have all achieved success following some crushing defeats. Remain resilient in the face of failure, and you will emerge stronger. When project failure first happens to you, it can shake you to the core. It can leave you feeling helpless and anxious about your job. However, failure doesn't have to be the end, and in many cases, it can be the beginning or even a more significant career success. You should be able to recover quickly, gain as much information as possible, and move forward promptly to at least help resurrect the project. If that project is beyond saving, remain positive and keep your heads up to welcome new endeavors where you can show that you are more robust and resilient than before. Keep in mind that the best project managers, members, or teams aren't the ones that succeed the most, but the ones that are best at handling failure. I want to help IT professionals to have a clear path into their career progression. To help you get started in your journey, I am making myself available for an initial coaching session free of charge. Follow the link below and schedule your one-on-one with me. Don't forget to follow the ClearSight podcast and get updates on tips, advice, and coaching about your IT career. And remember to connect with me on LinkedIn or my other social network. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode.